So we could go through the story of Christ and what he's done is just truly amazing. And then to have it given to us through scriptures to look at, to see, to just admire. As we come around the table this morning, I read several verses here to bring his pronouncement of his birth, his actual birth, his death and his resurrection, all into just a few verses here. In Micah, it's a very prominent verse in Micah, the fifth chapter, in verse 2, where it says, "Oh, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto thee that be a ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from the old and from everlasting." We jump forward to Luke, the second chapter. We look at that, and it says, "It came to pass," very familiar passages here this time of year, "and it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrus was governor of Syria. And all went out to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph went up from there to Galilee, into the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, which was great with child. And as it was, while they were there, in those days accomplished that she should be delivered, that he should be delivered, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there in that same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, an angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with them an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man." Turn back with me to the 19th chapter of the book of Luke and his account as he tells of this, the 19 verses 17 through 19. I think I want 20. Let me get that. Wrote it down wrong. Talks about the crucifixion there, about him going to the cross and being given up as and being crucified there. 23, 26. "And as they led him away, they said unto Simon of Cyrene, coming out of the country, that they laid the cross on him, and bearing it after Jesus." This Jesus who would be crucified for us. And Luke, turn back with me to Luke, the 24th chapter then. Luke 24, in 44 through 48. This would be Luke's account of what we would call the Great Commission there. From the beginning of his back in prophecy concerning his birth, to his birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection here in Luke's account. Says, and he said to them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he said to them, thus it be written, and thus behooved Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are these witnesses of these things. We come today, having looked at these things in the Bible, and we're not eyewitnesses to it, but certainly we're witness to the great things that he's done for us in our life. And as we share that with others, these emblems, this time of year especially, it gives us that opportunity sometimes to share this good news with them. Dear Father in heaven, as we come around the table, Lord, thinking about your Son, thinking about even back in the Old Testament, how it was foretold of even where he would be born, Lord, and even yet about his upcoming crucifixion and life that he was going to be given on our behalf, and that he so freely did that on our behalf for us, that he went to the cross and suffered the pain and anguish of the cross there, but yet it didn't stop there. He did raise from the dead and even show himself forth to his disciples there and giving them, as also with us, the commission to share this word with someone else. Remember with these emblems today, remember that sacrifice that's been given, the bread representing your body that was torn apart and beaten there on Calvary, and the fruit of the vine giving us that example of the blood that was so freely spread for us. As we partake of these emblems today, Lord, we pray that we'd be drawn closer to you and that we would share that with someone else in our life. For your Son's name we pray.